If you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to rate and review on iTunes. Seven Lamb Productions presents to you End of All Hope. Season 2, Episode 7, Truck Envy.
No. First off, Jaws is automatically first.
Why? Because it's a classic?
Should there be another reason?
I'm so sick of the whole "we have to respect old movies because they're classics" argument.
That doesn't apply for all movies, just the ones that hold up.
And a giant mechanical shark that swims backwards holds up.
It was the 70s. They didn't know sharks couldn't swim backwards. And you loved Deep Blue Sea.
First off, I didn't love Deep Blue Sea. I thought it was a fun movie.
The sharks swim backwards in that movie.
Yes, but the scientists realized they shouldn't be able to do that. It progressed the story. There were smarter sharks.
Whatever. Jaws is still the number one animal attack movie, hands down.
What about the birds?
Now who's mentioning classics?
Well, if we're going to, why not mention Hitchcock? There are tons of other animal attack movies that I think are better than Jaws. The Birds, Cujo, Pet Sematary.
Pet Sematary doesn't count.
Sure it does.
What about Night of the Lepus?
What's that one?
Killer Rabbits?
Never saw it.
You're not missing much.
You know, my dad showed me a movie when I was young called Frogs.
About killer frogs?
You see it?
No. Taking a wild stab in the dark.
It was an interesting movie. Had Sam Elliott in it. Early 70s, I think.
Were they giant frogs?
No. And the frogs didn't actually attack people. They were just present. It was actually all the other animals that killed people. Insects, snakes, crocodiles, I forget what else. The frogs didn't kill anyone that I can remember. They were just there. It was like the local ecology exacting revenge on this family. I don't remember why. But I always thought it was odd that the frogs didn't do any killing. But they were somehow tied to it.
Like the lovebirds and the birds?
Kinda, yeah.
Mark, how do you think the ecology is going to be impacted by all these new species being introduced?
Other than being outright destroyed?
I've been thinking about it. That deer at the campsite.
Not the deer.
Hear me out. That deer was bitten.
Right.
But it didn't turn. It died.
Presumably from its injury.
But why wasn't it eaten?
Maybe the aliens don't like venison.
I'm being serious. It's a deer. If it was attacked, it should have been eaten. That's if the alien creature was trying to eat it for sustenance.
And if it wasn't?
The only other reason to attack is to spread its disease.
Territory?
What territory? They're invasive.
But we don't know if they travel long distances.
I highly doubt they're migratory.
That's not what I mean. Animals are known to be territorial, even if they're invading a new space.
I don't think that's it.
So maybe it was trying to turn the deer?
It didn't work.
But maybe the creature doesn't know that. It tries to spread its disease anyway. Like a dog chasing a burglar away. A burglar is bad, but the dog is trained to protect the house, so it will chase the burglar away. But it also sees others as a threat, like the neighborhood mailman.
That ship was hovering over Columbus. There are aliens in there. Smarter ones. Ones that sent those things to us.
You said all this. Why the recap?
Because if the Shriekers, the Thrashers, if they don't eat meat, or at least they don't eat us, they must need some food source.
So what? The ship hovering over Columbus is here to deliver alien pizza?
I don't know.
What are you getting at, Ava?
I'm not getting at anything. I'm just posing more questions.
Questions we don't have the answers to.
You think I'm crazy for thinking about this?
I've always thought you were crazy. Not because of this.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think the alien creatures were sent here to dismantle us. Which they have. But that ship in the sky is a whole new dilemma. I don't think it's Thrashers up there driving that thing.
Me either.
I think it's a whole new threat. Not one I'm excited to meet.
I remember in middle school, laying on my roof with friends staring up at the stars. We'd get high and talk about outer space and aliens. Little did I know that my assertions of extraterrestrial life would be proved right 15 years later.
Wait a second. Your friends didn't believe in extraterrestrial life?
Only one of them, Sarah, never believed in aliens.
I bet Sarah feels pretty stupid right about now.
Probably. We drove along Highway 36. We were north of Kansas City. There weren't as many stalled cars on the highway, but we did see tons of people walking along the shoulder. Many were trying to hitchhike, but Mark refused to stop, worried that someone may try to take our truck. I thought about Serena and Riley and how we helped them, but there were just too many people now. We were able to fly through Missouri. When we closed in on the Kansas border, we took some side streets to avoid St. Joseph. Not a big city, but big enough. We took a couple gravel roads and made our way across the border.
Made it to Kansas.
In good time, too. We crossed over the Missouri River and found ourselves in a small town. I couldn't read the sign because there were several bullet holes that destroyed the name. As we went through the town, we saw several lines of people waiting to get into buildings. What do you think they're doing?
I don't know. In line for food? Maybe supplies?
As we passed through, the number of people sitting along the sidewalk grew larger. There's so many people.
I wonder what they're doing.
As we passed, a lot of them were pointing, giving us dirty looks. They're pointing at us.
I think they want the truck.
What? Do you think we have the only running vehicle around here?
Possibly. Let's keep moving through.
Some of the people began to stand and run into the street. Mark, be careful.
Son of a bitch. What are they doing?
Watch out! A woman ran in front of the truck. Mark swerved. What the hell was that?
Somebody threw a rock at us.
What the hell is wrong with these people?
Hang on, Ava.
Mark sped up. Mark, you're gonna hit someone. More people ran out onto the street. Mark continued to swerve. Mark!
I got this.
Just because we have a truck, it means we're assholes?
To them it does. Move out of the way!
More people jumped into the street.
These goddamn idiots.
Suddenly, a teenage girl in all black jumped into the street.
Shit!
Mark swerved, but still hit the girl. She spun and fell into the street, hitting the pavement hard. Mark, you hit her! But Mark didn't slow. People shouted and threw more things. But Mark hit the gas, and we hightailed it out of that crazy town. We rode in silence for a few minutes, unable to process what we just witnessed.
I didn't mean to hit her.
I know that.
You know, we couldn't stop to see if she was okay.
I know. They would have attacked us.
They would have killed us. There are no laws anymore. No rules. If people want this truck, if they want our supplies, they will try and take them from us.
I know, Mark. I'm not blaming you for hitting that girl. She jumped out in front of us.
It just makes me sick.
What happened to all the vehicles?
I don't know. Seems like they're hard to come by. I mean, we haven't seen many people driving. Maybe 30, 40 cars since Illinois?
It must be the electromagnetic pulse that the creatures emit. They must fry the batteries or something. It would explain all the stalled vehicles on the side of the road.
Let's just make sure we stay out of danger then. I couldn't imagine what would happen if we lost this truck. It would make our trip a tad harder.
Looks like not only will we have to avoid big cities, but towns too.
People in general. People will do crazy things to survive.
We jumped back on the highway and continued through Kansas. At night, Mark found a small lot behind a row of trees. We parked, hidden amongst the brush, hidden from the highway. The next day, we were back on the road. We hit some snags, cars blocking the road, parts of the road destroyed. We even found a large group of people walking along the highway, taking up the entire road. We were forced to find a detour. The last thing we wanted to do was drive into a group of people. Sadly, the detour didn't provide easy travel either. Hundreds of dead cows littered the gravel road. What the hell happened here?
Hell if I know.
We passed a lot of farmland. Every barn was burnt and smoldering. Light smoke trails rose into the sky. You think this was people or aliens?
Pretty sad that we have to ask, right?
Mark weaved between the cow carcasses. The cows weren't attacked.
No, they looked like they were shot.
So people did this.
We need to find a way back onto the highway.
Let's wait until we know we're far enough away from that group of people. We continued down the gravel road until we saw an unusual sight. Cow carcasses stacked on one another, blocking the road.
What in the hell? Where are we?
Can we skirt around that?
Let's try.
But before Mark could take his foot off the brake, a bunch of crows took to the sky in the near cornfield. Mark, something startled them.
I see that. Get down.
What?
Get down!
Someone shot at the truck, shattering the driver's side window.
Shit!
Mark put the truck in reverse and hit the gas.
Keep your head down.
You don't need to tell me twice. Mark yanked on the wheel. The truck spun, kicking up gravel. He put into drive, but suddenly hit a dead cow, which knocked us into the grass.
Shit! Shit! Shit!
We hit a post.
Fuck!
We heard footsteps approaching. Mark, someone's coming.
Keep your head down.
Mark reached for his gun.
Don't move. Hand off the gun.
Mark let go of the handle and raised his hands.
Don't shoot.
When I looked up, there was a man by the driver's side door. He was a burly guy with a pig nose and thick beard.
Please.
Gonna need you to step out. You too.
We both climbed out.
Just know if you're trying anything funny, there's someone in that cornfield aiming at you with one powerful rifle. You attack, you get shot. And throw your body on that stack of dead cows.
Please, we're just traveling through.
Not anymore, you're not. Now, we'll take everything you have.
End of All Hope. Written and edited by Robert M. Lamb. Starring Hope Ennis as Ava, Nick Engelhard as Mark, co-starring Lucas Webley. Music provided by Eldritch T'Challa at ReverbNation.com/NemesisBlack, Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com, and Dylan Mixer at DMixMusic.com. If you enjoyed this podcast, don't forget to rate and review. Visit www.7lamb.com for more podcasts such as this one. This has been a 7 Lamb production.